Attending a live musical performance in a huge sports center with thousands of other supporters of the musician is exciting. Even in a smaller place, such as a restaurant or theater, a skilled performer can provide a great show. Here in the U.S., a very different kind of performance space is gaining popularity.
1, 2, check, check, 1, 2.
Singer-songwriter Annalise Emmerich is getting ready to play a show in Nashville, Tennessee. It is something she does most nights in coffee houses, bars, auditoriums, and other small spaces across the country. But tonight, the setting is even smaller. Ms. Emmerich will play for a few people in Christina Schultz's home.
An artist will come into my house and play music, and I don't have to go anywhere. All I have to do is provide the atmosphere, which I am absolutely happy to do.
Ms. Schultz has been holding such performances in her home for about 4 years. As many as 30 people have attended past shows. The crowd is usually a mix of family, friends, and neighbors. But some strangers might show up, too. The performances are listed on house concert websites.
We've done rock, we've had blues, we've had pop, folk, pretty much anything we'll have here.
House concerts have become an important part of Annalise Emmerich's earnings.
I can play a bar for $100, but I could play a house concert, and if there's 50 people there and they're all paying $20, like, I'm having a great night, and they're all buying CDs. It's amazing.
Ms. Emmerich says house concert audiences tend to make more supportive fans. They follow her career, buy her new releases, and go to her shows when she is in town.
And it's just a totally unique experience as opposed to playing like a coffee shop or a bar or something like that, where people usually are there, but you don't always know if they're there for you.
This show is Janice and Steve Anderson's first house concert. The personal setting appeals to the couple.
You're just with a bunch of friends. You're sitting around listening to new music, and it's just...
kind of like sitting around a campfire.
Yeah, like you said, it's just a level that you don't get when you go to a concert. It's more personal.
Charlie Dayan teaches music management courses at Middle Tennessee State University. He used to organize shows for artists like Annalise Emmerich. Mr. Dayan says house concerts can be financially risky for artists.
The downside for the artist is that most house concerts don't pay guarantees, so you have no surety of how much money you're going to make. And in fact, most house concerts by law are not allowed to charge admission. Most of them can only do a suggested donation.
On the other hand, he says house concerts can help fill an artist's performance calendar and build a loyal following. Annalise Emmerich says she has played in some houses so often the owners have become close friends.
They always say, you know, our door's open if you're traveling through and you need a place to stay in Virginia or something, or Maryland, or wherever you are. And so that's been really nice, too, because these people are just good people that love music.
Ms. Emmerich says not every house concert goes quite as planned. She recently booked one in Idaho. It turned out the home was in a nudist colony, a community where people do not wear clothes.
Jersey made us fools. These are some things I learned in school.
I'm Katie Weaver. Have you ever been to a house concert? Do you like the idea? Let us know. Post your answer in the comments section.
Oh, yeah.